Naked I came forth from my mother's womb, and naked I shall go back again. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Job had it rough. The whole of the book of Job is a testament of suffering. And that's something that each of us here understands. There's not anybody here in this life, not just those of you who are here in the room in this assisted living facility, but each of us. There's not a person who gets out of this life without having some kind of suffering. And without having to confront with that great problem of pain as it's described. And that's what the whole of the book of Job is, because all suffering, it's all evil. Evil meaning that it's something that's taking away from a good that really should be there. Each one of us has to deal with natural evils, but we also have to deal with the moral evils that people inflict upon us just because they're jerks. Sometimes we're the jerk. And we're the one who hurt others and ourselves. Our saint today, Saint Therese of the Child, the Little Flower, the Holy Face of Jesus, is awesome saint. What she reminds us is that our whole purpose in life is to regress back to that state of being a child and recognizing that every single thing that we receive, everything that happens, guess what? We're children. But we're God's children. We're His children above all things. And God is a good God. God is not an evil God. God is not a God who's lacking in benevolence or care for us, even in the things that we struggle with today that it seems like nobody else is paying attention to. Maybe it seems like the people out here who are supposed to be taking care of us are busy with something else. We feel like they should be busy with us. God is always busy with us. Our Lord is always paying attention to us. And that's why Saint Job is able to say what? He's able to look at the sufferings which he endured, which have nothing to do with any evil that he's done in his life. Have nothing to do with any struggles that he has brought into the world. He's innocently suffering. So what does Job say? He says, look, I came into this world naked, and I'm going to go out of this world naked. God is still God. He's still good, and so I'm going to bless his name. That's a tough thing to say, isn't it? I can tell you as your priest, I'm not there. But it doesn't lessen the fact that it's true, even if I can't feel like I can say those exact words in the midst of my most intense suffering. But that's what our Lord calls us to do. Saint Therese of Lisieux, she was a young girl who went through many, many sufferings in her life. She was wounded by every single frown that came upon anybody's face. She was so sensitive a soul. She desired nothing else but to be in the presence of God and to give herself as a religious nun the whole of her life. But she was told no, no, no by everybody in her life, and that wounded her so much. All she wanted to do was to serve God, to love Him, just like all of her sisters had gone out to be religious sisters. You know, when she finally was able to do so at the age of 16, she hadn't been there but what, 6 or 7 years before her life was taken. Intense suffering that she endured. Tuberculosis, coughing up blood, great difficulties which she suffered in her own weak little frame. And yet, the whole time, she sought to offer these things to God. St. John Paul II, our previous pope, had this to say, and it's something that we probably need to hear a lot here in this assisted living facility. It's in a letter that he wrote to those who are suffering, just like you. To those who are elderly, just like you. In a thing that's called salvici doloris, which means on salvific suffering, meaning that suffering has a purpose, and that's the whole point of his letter. This is what he wrote. He said, speaking about the book of Job that we were just getting into, he said, the book of Job is complete with frankness. And in a frank way, he presents the problem of suffering of an innocent man, a suffering who is one without guilt. Job hasn't been punished. There was no reason for inflicting punishment upon him, even if he had been subject to a grievous trial. And as a consequence of this test, what happens is that Job leaves that suffering strengthened. He leaves that place strengthened in virtue. And his loyalty does not, after all, depend upon the blessings which he has received from God in his life. But Job is not the last word of the subject of Revelation. It's certain that Christ's way was a foretelling of the passion of Christ, which is only sufficient explanation for the mystery of human suffering. Especially those who suffer without having done anything wrong. He says, this is what we believe. It's John 3:16. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave not only his son, he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And so one can say that the passion of Christ, all human suffering has found itself in a new situation. And is as though Job had foreseen this when he had said, I know that my Redeemer lives. And as though he directed those words to his own suffering, which without the redemption of Christ could not have revealed to him the fullness of its meaning. It's only in the cross of Jesus Christ. It's only there that not only is this redemption accomplished through his suffering, but also through human suffering, which itself has been redeemed in the person of Jesus Christ. Christ, without any fault of his own, took upon himself the total evil of all sin. So when we endure the difficulties that we have, the thing is the same thing that your parents taught you when you were young, a little girl or a little boy. Mom or grandma said, offer it up, which means Jesus suffered. He died on the cross. And so let him take it and let him share that burden with you and allow you to share yours. Because when we let our Lord share our sufferings, the burden becomes that much lighter. St. Jose Maria Escrivá wrote this. He said, the great Christian revolution has been to convert pain. The great Christian revolution has been to convert pain into fruitful suffering and to turn a bad thing, in fact, into something good. We have all deprived the devil of this weapon. And with that, we can conquer eternity. The devil wants to use our suffering and our pain to cause us to be jerks to our brothers and our sisters. The devil wants to use our pain and our suffering to lessen our hope and our belief in God. But what St. Jose Maria Escrivá reminds us is he says, when we take it and unite that to Christ and give that pain and suffering back to him on the cross, what we do is we take a weapon away from the evil one and allow God to take that which is painful and feels like us to be an evil and let Jesus do what he does the best, which is transform that which is evil into good. Sisters, brothers, you're God's little sons and little daughters. In the midst of whatever difficulty you're going through, you have Job who is suffering with you and praying for you if you call upon him for intercession. St. Job said, naked I entered into the world, and naked I will go forth from the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the name of the Father,